Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody. February 14th, 2021, Valentine's Day. So first, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. But you know, when I say that, did you hear me hesitate just a little bit? Because not everybody has in their mind a Valentine. So while today is a day that many of us celebrate the love that we do have with somebody, there's way too many people that aren't celebrating this day because they feel they don't have anybody. And this is something we need to talk about. So here's what I want to say. It's not the love that we have for somebody else that we should be celebrating, although there's nothing wrong with doing that. But to truly being able to celebrate the love for somebody else, it's really most important that you are able to celebrate the love that you have for yourself. Because you and you alone need to be your best, most precious Valentine of your life. And the reason that I'm talking about this today is because recently, as you may know, I've been visiting many, many doctors, and there's one doctor in particular that I love so much, and she is just so, so brilliant, I cannot even tell you. Because, you know, as I get to know everybody, they get to know me, and I say to her, so what do you do with all your money? Because I see how busy this woman is. I see how many patients are coming in and out in the waiting list and everything. And I'm going, oh my God, hopefully she's making a fortune. I hope she knows what she's doing with it. You know, I'm talking to her and she said, well, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And she's already kind of indicated to me that she's making mistakes. And I said, why don't you bring in all your paperwork and I'll take a look at it. And she says, okay. And a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by, and now I'm in there and I say, why aren't you bringing me your paperwork? And with that, she just kind of looks at me and she gets so sad. And she says to me, Susie, my paperwork is only going to show you that I don't have any money. And I said, how is that possible? Well, she said two things. Number one, I've been giving my money to this financial planner that's right down the road here, and he has me in all these insurance policies. And after you were here a little bit ago, I looked into these insurance policies and I realized they're really not worth anything. And I'm spending thousands of dollars a month to have them. And the truth is, I don't need them. And I said, okay. And she said, and the other thing is this. I'm paying for my son to go to medical school, and it's $150,000 a year because I told him I would do so. So I've had to take out loans in order to pay for him. And I'm thinking to myself, really? And I'm also thinking to myself, Do you understand what we do for love? For love of others, for love of our children, our spouses, our friends, our siblings, our pets, everybody. What we do for love of others. And what's so important on this Valentine's Day is that may we make this particular Valentine's Day, this one, right here and right now, be a day where every single person that listens to this becomes their own most precious Valentine, that they learn how to give to themselves as much as they give of themselves, that you learn that you, without you, what else exists? And your suffering for others under the guise of love is not good, because that is not what true love is. True love is when you have enough courage to stand in your truth and tell somebody that you love what you can and cannot do, especially financially speaking, what you want and what you don't want to do, especially financially speaking. And it's because we don't stand in our own truth and value ourselves as much as we value others. That's how we get in trouble, financially speaking. And sometimes that's the path that leads all the way into situations that we do not want to be in. So this brilliant woman and I are now talking. And she decides, after I educate her a little bit more, to go in and talk to her financial advisor and really set that person straight. And within one day, she absolutely canceled her insurance policies because she did not need the type that she had. And this one policy that she absolutely did not need, she was able to cancel that as well. And she got $150,000 back in cash value tax-free because she, had deposited more money into this insurance policy than she took out. With that $150,000, she was able to pay off a $150,000 loan that she took out for her son to go to medical school out of love, out of love. And then we had another talk, and the talk was this: you love your son. I have no doubt about that. But I also have no doubt that your son really loves you. So the two of you need to sit down and you need to have a true loving talk. Why not do it on Valentine's Day? A loving talk about what you're doing for him out of love, and that what hopefully in the long run he can do back for you out of love, which is when he becomes a doctor and he starts making all of this money, to pay you back, to take that responsibility and put it on his own shoulders so that you, now that you're older, you will have more money for retirement. So hopefully that's what's happening. But what are the talks that you're all having today on this incredible Valentine's? I know the candy and the roses and the chocolates and all kinds of gifts are flowing very freely on this day, very freely. But the truth of the matter is, every day, love and the gift of love should flow very freely. It should not just be one day a year that we honor those that we do love, that we honor ourselves, who we should love. It needs to be a daily practice. You know, once I was sitting on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and I'm sitting there while she's talking to other people, and all of a sudden she looks over at me and she says, "Susie Orman, how do you value yourself? What is your daily ritual that you do to help love yourself?" And with that, I looked over at Oprah And I said to her, well, Oprah, I say a prayer every single morning. And it goes like this. May the sunrise of supreme bliss shimmer in every particle of the universe. So why not drink a fresh cup of joy every day and become inspired with new perception? Remember, love and respect must be renewed with each and every dawn. That is my prayer that I say every day. Every day, every one of us needs to renew the love and respect that we have for ourselves and for others. We need to make sure that we make every single day, like I said, a Valentine's Day. If we do that, if we can be grounded in the truth, grounded in love, not only for ourselves, that love will absolutely translate to the love for money. Now, a lot of you may be thinking, Susie wants us to love money. You betcha I do. I want you to love money because I want you to understand what money really is. And on this Valentine's Day, this one, February 14th, 2021, we need to understand what is money really? Because this is what I've been talking to you about now in all the time that I've been having this podcast, in the over 20, 30 years now that I've been doing this. And money is nothing more than a physical manifestation of who you are. And if you can't love your money, that means you can't love who you are. And if you can't love who you are, that means you can't love your money. So what did you do for your financial Valentine's Day? Your money, your assets, you, what did you do for that? Did you go around and clean up your house because money cannot dwell in filth? You know, cleanliness is one of the eight qualities of wealth. Did you clean your house today? Are you going to? Are you going to straighten up, you know, your closets? What are you going to do today on this Valentine's Day to honor and love your money? You're going to send in an extra payment for a credit card? Are you going to put possibly your stimulus check that you're going to get and make a plan for it to put it in a savings account? Are you going to somehow finally open up all the bills that you haven't opened up because maybe you don't have the money to pay for them and at least respect them enough, love them enough to open them up? Maybe yes, maybe no. But on this Valentine's Day, this is the day that I really want you to start thinking about yourself and money in a whole other way. You know, I very easily could have done this podcast today on Valentine's Day with the absolute love of my life, KT. And what's so sweet is when the thousands of you write in and you tell me how much you love the love that we have for one another. And what I love about that the most is that we're free to love one another. And so many of you, in fact, almost all of you, honor the fact that we're two women who love each other, who married each other. And we are so accepted by all. So when I think about Valentine's Day today, I just don't think about how much I love KT because I think about that every single moment of every day of the year and my life now. I think about it because I feel it. And when you feel something, you think about it. But what I think about on Valentine's Day for me, really, is that we need to also celebrate the fact that currently we have the freedom to love anybody that we want to love. We have been watching a series on Amazon Prime called Gentleman Jack. And this takes place in the 1800s, about a woman, a very powerful woman, a very incredible businesswoman. And, you know, her name is Ann Lister, and it's a true story based on her 4 million words that she left in a journal that she mainly wrote in code, but they were able to decipher it, about her journeys of never being able to even image herself with a man or love a man, and how she deeply loved women. But the trouble that she had, because the women she fell in love with, even though they fell back in love with her, they couldn't stand what could possibly happen to them if anybody found out. And I was so sad watching this series because, yeah, it used to be many of us had to hide our love. Many of us could never tell anybody who we loved. You know, as you know, I'm about to be 70. So in high school for me and growing up, it wasn't always something that you could just be out there and talk about and show everybody. And I used to be so proud as time went on and gay liberation started that I could walk down the street and hold my lover's hand and feel so proud of it. But then there were times when that was so dangerous to do. And I'm looking out there today into the world, and once again, it seemed like we were absolutely going backwards, that many of the rights and the freedoms to love and the freedom to be who we want to be were all little by little being taken away from us. So on this Valentine's Day, to celebrate, just take a moment, really, to celebrate what this day is really all about, where it started, what happened to the saints. I think there are three saints that this day is attributed to, starting in about 240 AD, and how they lost their lives. They were martyrs to do some act of love for others. And that this day is really born out of the sacrifices that the saints made. And that this wasn't always a day just of celebrating love and abundance, that it was a day that was far deeper than that. Obviously, in the 1300s or 1400s, when a poet, Geoffrey Chaucer, wrote the very first letter, love letter as a Valentine, signed it My Valentine, things started to change. But I really encourage you to go back and really read the history of Valentine's Day and what it meant and how it came about. That's really all I want to say today. I thought about, should I talk a little bit more about Bitcoin? Should I talk a little bit more about what I see and the dates and everything that I have in my mind that I want everybody to know about? And I thought, that can come next Sunday. But this Sunday is about you. It's about loving yourself day in and day out and loving all those who you want to be your Valentine from now until forevermore. For me to my KT, can I be your Valentine forever and a day?
You betcha, Susie. Go for it.
So what do you want to say to everybody?
We want to wish all of you a very, very happy Valentine's Day, a day filled of love, a day filled of kisses and hugs and all good things.
All for you and those that you love. All right, everybody. Till next week, there's only one thing that matters when it comes to your money, and it is this.
People first, then money, then things.
Now you stay safe.
Give me and in love.
Give me a kiss, KT. Here we go. Mwah. Yeah, baby. We can't get.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.